Respect is earned, not given. But how do you know who truly deserves it? In this video, we're diving into the wisdom of Stoicism to reveal the 7 types of people who don't deserve your respect. Understanding this could change the way you view your relationships and protect your inner peace. Type 1. They try to control others. Stoics think that our ideas, actions, and reactions are the only things we can really change. We can't change anything else, not even other people's acts. This knowledge leads to the Stoic principle that you should focus on your own actions and not try to change other people's choices or behaviors. This Stoic concept is broken by people who try to control others. They try to force their will, wants, or demands on the people around them, often not caring about their own freedom and autonomy. These people may do these things because they are afraid, insecure, or want power, but no matter what the reason is, they are rude. People who try to control others don't value the freedom of choice that each person has. Stoicism tells us to respect other people's right to be alone. Whenever we come across someone trying to control others, it is important to remember that their actions are not only wrong, but they also hurt people's basic human rights. People like this often make toxic settings where others feel powerless and unimportant. They might trick, force, or press others to do what they want, which breaks down trust and respect between people. These leaders don't see the value in other people's choices, points of view, and uniqueness. They think of other people as mere extensions of themselves, things they can use to get what they want. People who don't respect other people's rights are not worthy of our respect. Stoicism tells us to pay attention to how we act, work on being disciplined and in control, and let other people make their own decisions. When we accept someone's autonomy, we recognize that they have the power to make their own choices, even if those choices are different from our own. We respect their right to live by their own beliefs, just like we do. On the other hand, people who try to control others don't follow this Stoic advice. They cross their limits and make other people's liberty less secure. People like this don't deserve our respect because they don't respect the freedom and uniqueness of those around them. They should instead be met with clear limits and a refusal to take part in the ways they influence others. Focusing on what we can control, our own actions and responses, while fighting the unhealthy influence of those who want to control us is a Stoic concept that we follow when we do this. Type 2. They break trust by not telling the truth. Trust is the most important thing in any relationship. Communication breaks down, teamwork is impossible, and mutual respect is lost when people don't trust each other. Stoicism says that being honest and having integrity are the most important qualities. The Stoics thought that being honest all the time was an important part of having a good life. If someone breaks trust by lying, they break these basic rules and show that they are not worthy of respect. When people lie or trick others, they show that they are not honest. People who do this put their own wants, needs, or fears ahead of the truth, which hurts trust, which is an important part of all human interactions. Lying breaks down trust and mutual respect, no matter how small or big the lie is. Stoicism teaches that being honest means more than just sharing the truth. It means living in a way that is true to yourself. No matter what, a Stoic tries to make sure that their words, actions, and goals are all in line with the truth. This dedication to being honest comes from knowing that having a good life is the best thing that can happen. Telling lies breaks trust and shows that the person is not dedicated to the greater good. For their own benefit, comfort, or ease, they show that they are ready to give up truth and honor. Lies, no matter how small, weave a web of lies that catches both the liar and the people they trick. They thought that living in balance with nature meant living in balance with the truth. When someone lies, they upset this balance and make things less peaceful. When people lie, the effects often go far beyond the current situation. They can ruin relationships, lose credibility, and have long-lasting effects on their reputation. On top of that, lying is often a sign of major character flaws. If someone lies, they don't want to face the truth or the results of their actions. This could be a sign of lack of courage. The fact that the liar is willing to trick and lie to people around them may also show that they don't respect them. These flaws in a person's character show that they don't care about being honest and having ethics, which makes them unworthy of respect. Stoicism tells us to put truth above all else, to be honest, and to build relationships on trust and respect for each other. If someone lies, it shows that they don't share these morals. They care more about themselves than the truth, which shows that they don't deserve our respect. There is no easy way to earn respect. It comes from being honest and trustworthy. People who lie and break trust have shown that they don't deserve our respect. These people should be held responsible for their acts instead, and we should be careful around them. By living our lives according to the Stoic principles of honesty and integrity, we can make sure that other people respect us, and we can choose to only value people who live by these same principles. Type 3. They hurt and scare others. Stoics say that our deeds should always be for the good of everyone and should never hurt other people. Therefore, people who hurt or scare others on purpose break this basic Stoic principle and show that they don't deserve respect. It shows a truly flawed character to hurt other people, whether through physical violence, emotional abuse, or psychological manipulation. People like this put their own wants, fears, or need for power ahead of the health and happiness of others. They may hurt others to show who is in charge, to feed their own egos, or just because they are mean. No matter what the reason is, what they did is very different from the Stoic ideal of getting along with others and working for the good of everyone. The idea of Stoicism tells us that we should never hurt other people. People who were Stoic thought that all people were connected and that each person was a part of a bigger whole. When we hurt other people, we mess up this balance and damage the ties that hold communities together. People who hurt others don't work for the general good. Instead, they cause conflict, fear, and pain. People who scare others often do it to keep others in line, to get what they want. They might scare, threaten, or trick you. This kind of behavior is basically unfair because it takes away other people's right to live without fear and make choices without being forced to. These people hurt trust and mutual respect, which are important for good communities and relationships, by making other people afraid. People who hurt or scare others also often don't have understanding or compassion. They are not affected by the pain they cause and don't care about other people's pain. This lack of empathy is a very bad moral flaw because it shows a lack of respect for other people's worth and humanity. The Stoics thought that compassion and empathy were important traits because they help us connect with others and act in ways that are good for everyone. Stoicism also says that self-control is more important than being able to control or hurt other people. Individuals who hurt or scare others are frequently motivated by their own flaws, such as nervousness, fear, or a need to be accepted. They might try to show power over other people to make up for how helpless they feel. It's not a sign of strength, though. It's a sign of moral and mental weakness. To gain respect, you have to do things that show you are honest, caring, and fair. Because they don't show these traits, people who hurt or scare others are not worthy of respect. They should be held responsible for their acts instead, and we should stay away from them because they are bad for us. According to Stoicism, we should try to live in a way that helps other people and the greater good. Help, care, and kindness should be things we try to bring into the lives of those around us. In this way, we win the respect of others and build relationships based on trust and respect for each other. People who hurt or scare others, on the other hand, destroy these roots and show that they don't deserve respect. Type 4. They use others for their own gain. Exploiting other people is when someone does it for their own benefit. This can show up in many ways, such as using others to get what they want, taking advantage of their weaknesses, or ignoring their wants and needs to further their own goals. This kind of behavior is basically unfair because it puts one's own wants ahead of other people's well-being. The Stoic way of life tells us to be fair and treat others the way we want to be treated. This means seeing other people as valuable in and of themselves and respecting their rights and freedoms, We don't follow these rules when we use other people for our own benefit. People are seen as things that we can use and then throw away when they're no longer useful to us. This dehumanizing approach goes against the Stoic ideal of getting along with others and working for the good of all. Also, people who use others for their own benefit usually don't care about others. They are only thinking about what they want and don't care about how their acts affect other people. This selfishness is a major moral flaw because it makes people not care about other people's feelings. The Stoics thought that compassion and empathy were important traits because they help us connect with others and act in ways that are good for everyone. It's also a sign of lack of ethics to use other people for your own gain. The Stoics thought that honesty was one of the most important virtues because it meant that a person would always follow their ideals and principles, even if it was hard or inconvenient. People who use other people to get what they want show that they are ready to give up their values to get what they want. They don't care about truth or justice. They only want to get ahead for themselves at any cost. This kind of behavior is also bad for groups and relationships. Healthy relationships are built on trust and respect for each other. When someone uses others for their own benefit, they weaken these roots. They make places where people feel disrespected, undervalued, and untrusted. Not only does this hurt the people involved, but it also breaks the ties that hold communities together. Stoicism tells us to focus on what we can change, our own actions and reactions, rather than trying to control or trick other people. When we come across people who take advantage of others, it's important to remember that their actions are fundamentally unfair and do not deserve respect. We shouldn't interact with them on their terms. Instead, we should set clear limits and refuse to take part in the ways they take advantage of others. To gain respect, you have to do things that show you are honest, fair, and caring. You shouldn't respect people who use others for their own gain because they don't have these values. By following Stoic principles, we can make sure that we treat other people with the respect and dignity that they deserve, and we can choose to only value people who treat others with respect. Type 5. They make others feel small. Psychological manipulation is when someone makes someone else feel small. This can have long-lasting effects on the self-esteem and health of the person they target. Stoics say that this kind of behavior is not only unfair, but also a sign of very weak morals and emotions. We shouldn't value these people because they break the Stoic principles of fairness, kindness, and respect for each other. There are many ways to make someone feel small. It could include insults, statements that put others down, attitudes of disapproval, or even bullying. Often, these actions are done to show who is in charge, to boost oneself by putting others down, or to control others by making them afraid and scared. When someone hurts someone else, it makes them feel like they are not good enough, useless, or competent. Stoicism says that each person is valuable in their own right and should be treated with respect and honor. When someone makes someone else feel small, they don't see and respect their own worth. Instead, they try to put other people down to make themselves feel better. This kind of behavior is basically unfair because it takes away other people's right to be treated fairly and with respect. Also, people who make others feel small usually do it because they are self-conscious. They might feel threatened by other people's skills, accomplishments, or traits, and they put down those around them to make themselves feel better about how inadequate they feel. This behavior shows that the person is not emotionally or self-aware and has a strong need to be accepted. Stoicism tells us that real strength doesn't come from being able to control or put down other people, but from being able to control yourself. Instead of depending on outside approval or other people's submission, a Stoic tries to build up their own inner strength, resilience, and self-confidence. People who make other people feel small show that they don't have this power inside. Instead of improving themselves through personal growth and development, they try to get ahead by putting other people down. This kind of behavior is also bad for groups and relationships. When someone makes others feel small, they make others afraid, suspicious, and hostile. They make people feel unsafe and like they don't fit, which is important for healthy relationships. They also cause conflict and division in communities. The Stoics thought that getting along with others was important for living a good life. People who do things that make others angry are going against this ideal. To gain respect, you have to do things that show you are honest, caring, and fair. People who make other people feel small don't have these qualities, so they aren't worthy of respect. We shouldn't deal with them on their terms. Instead, we should set clear limits and refuse to be a part of their harmful dynamics. In this way, we follow the Stoic principles of fairness and respect for everyone, no matter what their status or skills are. Being Stoic means to treat others with kindness, fairness, and respect, and to see that everyone has value on their own. When we see someone making someone else feel bad about themselves, we should remember that their actions are a result of their own fears and moral flaws, not because they think the other person is less important. By following Stoic principles, we can make sure that we treat other people with the respect and dignity that they deserve, and we can choose to only value people who treat others with respect. Type 6. They lack honesty and strong principles. The Stoics say that strong morals and honesty are the building blocks of a good life. The Stoics thought that keeping your promises about truth, honor, and morals was necessary for a good life. So, people who aren't honest or have strong morals are basically at odds with the Stoic ideal of a good life. We shouldn't respect these people because they don't care about the ideals that are important for living a good life with meaning. Being honest is more than just sharing the truth. It also means living in a way that fits with the truth. Being honest was very important to the Stoics because it's how you build trust, stay true to yourself, and get along with other people. These roots are broken when someone isn't honest. They may lie, trick, or fool others to get what they want, without caring about how their actions affect other people. A person with integrity always acts in line with their beliefs and principles, no matter what. This is what Stoicism teaches. People who don't have strong morals, on the other hand, are more likely to be led by ease, expediency, or self-interest than by a desire to do what is right. They might give up on their ideals when it suits them, or they might not have any clear principles at all. This lack of stability shows that they are not dedicated to living a good life, which is a terrible trait. People who aren't honest or have strong morals are often not reliable or trustworthy. They might say one thing and do something else, or they might do things that don't match up with what they say they believe in. When people act this way, it makes relationships in groups less stable and builds mistrust. The Stoics thought that trust and mutual respect were important for good relationships. They also thought that people who aren't honest or have strong morals hurt these foundations. Also, not being honest and having strong morals can lead to a life full of lying and deceit. People who don't want to live by their values may give others a false impression of who they are by trying to be someone they aren't. Being fake shows that someone is very insecure because they don't want to be seen for who they really are. Genuineness and knowing yourself were important to the Stoics. They thought that to live a good life, one had to know themselves well and be dedicated to living in line with their true nature. Respect is gained by doing things that show you are honest, have strong morals, and are committed to doing the right thing. People who don't have these traits aren't worthy of respect because they don't have the ideals that are necessary to live a good life with meaning. We shouldn't believe and respect people who aren't honest or have strong morals. Instead, we should look for people who consistently stick to the truth, their morals, and their integrity. Stoicism tells us to live a good life by being honest in what we say and do, and following a strong set of rules that guide our choices and actions. Because of this, we can be sure that other people will respect us, and we can choose to only respect people who live by these same ideals. It's more important than ever to stand up for honesty and strong morals in a world where they aren't always easy to find. People who don't have these qualities don't deserve our respect. Type 7. They don't care about others' feelings. Stoic thought says that empathy and compassion are important parts of living a good life. The Stoics thought that one could live in peace with others if they deeply understood and cared about their feelings and well-being. So people who don't care about how other people feel break this basic stoic principle and show that they are not worthy of respect. If someone doesn't care about how other people feel, they don't have understanding or compassion. They might act without giving it a second thought, without caring about how their actions affect other people, or even with malice. This kind of behavior shows that the person has a very bad personality because they don't care about other people's worth or respect. Stoicism says that each person is valuable in their own right and should be treated with kindness and respect. When someone doesn't think about how other people feel, they don't see and value this value. Instead, they put their own wants, needs, or comfort ahead of other people's health and happiness. This lack of care for others is basically unfair because it takes away their right to be treated fairly and with respect. Also, people who don't care about how others feel often make places where there is hatred, fear, and hostility. When people don't think their feelings are valued or accepted, they are less likely to trust others, open up, or form deep connections with others. This makes a bad setting where people feel alone, unsupported, and unappreciated. The Stoics thought that getting along with others was important for having a good life. People who cause problems by not understanding others are going against this ideal. Respect is gained by showing that you care about other people's feelings, what they're going through, and how they feel. People who don't think about how other people feel don't have these qualities, so they are not worthy of respect. We shouldn't deal with them on their terms. Instead, we should set clear limits and refuse to be a part of their harmful dynamics. In this way, we follow the Stoic principles of fairness and respect for everyone, no matter what their status or skills are. Being Stoic means to treat others with kindness, fairness, and respect, and to see that everyone has value on their own. When we meet people who don't care about how others feel, we should remember that their actions show how morally flawed they are, not how valuable the people they don't care about are. By following Stoic principles, we can make sure that we treat other people with the respect and dignity that they deserve, and we can choose to only value people who treat others with respect. Overall, Stoicism tells us that respect shouldn't be given to everyone. Instead, it should be earned by doing things that show honesty, compassion, virtue, and a dedication to strong beliefs. We shouldn't respect people who try to control others, break trust by lying, hurt and scare others, use others for their own gain, make others feel small, aren't honest or have strong morals, or don't care about how others feel. By being aware of these types of people and choosing not to value them, we can be smarter in our interactions and save our energy and honesty for the people who really deserve it.